Chair, so the proposal from Brazil, I don't think it's going to address our core issue, because it leaves us in the same space as the proposal from Haiti. Because that proposal is a standing agenda item of it's a subtopic of the working group. We also discuss it at the ad hoc committee as well. And under those, we have had so many themes so that we are able to focus the discussion, not just by saying worldwide, but to also focus it on different themes over the years, because it was an acknowledgement that if you just say it in that way, there's so many things that you can. And of course, even if we put it that way and we said with a view of addressing, we said worldwide, if the High Commissioner's Office was able to really do this report within, I don't know what amount of time we would be asking them to do, definitely we know this for a fact, resurgence would be there. My understanding from the initial issue was that Haiti was saying, in his conviction, he didn't think that such was happening. And I think the speakers that have spoken after were able to demonstrate that this has been discussed extensively, even at the Human Rights Council. The Special Rapporteur has a dedicated report on this, so it's not a question of it. At the EU level, there's been resolutions even, in particular, just on the resurgence of issues around racial discrimination, racism, and right-wing extremists. So many other, you know, outside of the UN system, even at regional level, there are resolutions, there are reports that have detailed this. If we're having a discussion of whether or not it exists, that's another discussion. But I think the speakers that have spoken after were able to demonstrate that the Human Rights Council has asserted itself in as far as the usage of this word. So the problem is not the word. The problem was whether or not it is there. And even if that was a question, which we think we've addressed, the report itself would say to us to what extent there is a resurgence or there isn't. The problem I have is asking for a High Commissioner to do what all the human rights mechanisms under racism have been asked to do, which is to address racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related, just by sitting here. That's what we're doing. The other committee is going to sit. That's what they will do. Eminent experts, that's what they're doing. ICED is doing it. So we're actually not giving the High Commissioner a mandate that is focused. And it would not, in my interpretation, have any value addition other than making the High Commissioner's work really, really, really difficult. Even for us, we are not able to do that from a working group that is focused on the DDPA, because it's so much. And we always are confined in our conclusions and recommendations to try and keep it as focused as we possibly can, because we cannot do it in that broad context. So let's leave the resurgence part, because we have demonstrated that there's a discussion that has been before the council, it's there. And if there's a question about whether it's not there or not, another reason why we should actually have it, because then we will be able to demonstrate by way of a report, in addition to what the Special Rapporteur has done, from the High Commissioner's Office that says whether that is the case or isn't. So yet another reason for it to be there. But as is currently, it does not, we are not giving a mandate. And I don't think this would be, we would want to do that as the way.